Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen here, along with our resident psychologist and researcher, Dr. Rich O'Neill.
Hello, Linda.
Hello, and he's brought along some friends today. Dr. Michael Lyon, who is an associate professor of otolaryngology and communication sciences at Upstate Medical University, and Dr. Teresa Hargrave. She's an assistant professor of child and adolescent psychiatry and also a pediatrician. And what they all have in common, I understand, besides
yes.
liking each other, mm-hmm. is that they all bike to work.
Yay!
Welcome to you all.
Fun.
And I understand that, Mike, that you are also the president of the Onondaga Cycling Club.
Yes, that's right.
We'll have more questions about that. But anyway, welcome to you all. And, you know, I think many listeners probably have had the thought that, gee, wouldn't it be kind of great or fun to bike to work? But
yeah. They
haven't done it for many reasons. So I thought I'd start out by asking you, each of you, how'd you get started? Why are you doing this? Why don't you start, Rich?
Sure. Well, I started because I'm a runner, and I wanted to get some more training in without more pounding on the ground, and I thought biking would be a great way to do that. And I'm also, reduce, reuse, recycle kind of guy, so I wanted to use my car less if I could possibly do that and be friendly to the environment. And so I thought, well, a good way to do that would be to bike to work.
That sounds very plausible.
Miles away, so I thought I could do that.
That sounds great. How about you, Mike?
I guess I started so I could get my miles up. It's difficult as your level of fitness goes, the number of miles and hours you have to put on the bike gets more and more.
Yes.
So for me, this is a way I can put, 18 miles. Actually 36 miles a day on my training.
So it's part of your own overall fitness concept.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I do a lot of long distance biking as well.
All right, so that's really, for you, it's all about fitness.
Yeah.
How about you, Terry?
I like to bike, and I've been biking for most of my life in one way or another. My husband and I biked on our honeymoon, and we moved 26 years ago to Syracuse, and close enough to our work to be able to bike to work. And I join Rich in the reasons for, it's good for me, it's good for the planet.
Yeah.
And
it's fun.
It's fun, and I had four kids, and I wasn't going to get much time to exercise, and it was a great way to do it.
I think the thing that always strikes me, though, is that the issue is that I don't think of Syracuse as a particularly bike-friendly city, in that there really aren't necessarily designated bike lanes.
It'd be great if there were more.
Yeah.
It would.
And so how does that affect, how does safety play a role in any of you jump in terms
safety,
of your considerations?
Well, that was the first thing I considered, actually. I remember there were people around the corner for me who biked, and I thought, when I first saw them doing it, I thought, boy, that's a little scary. So that was the first thing I had to overcome, was my fear. And so I got a route that actually minimized being on major roads. Like, I'm near Genesee Street, but I don't drive Genesee Street. I go Genesee Parkway, and then I go down Meadowbrook. And so I took that into account as number one. And I adopted the strategy that people use for bike safety, which is to imagine yourself as if you're invisible on the bike at the same time as making yourself very visible. So I
wear
a red jacket or a yellow jacket at night because it's a little more visible, and lots of lights. I have a light on the back that flashes and a light on the front that flashes.
How about you guys? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean, one of the things that cyclists sometimes do, they're a little bit too timid in claiming their space on the road. I'm in the midst of getting my certification as a safety trainer. Uh-huh. And, one of the things that's paramount, you have just as much right to be there as the car. But you have to let them know what you're doing.
Yes.
You don't want them to guess what you're doing. You want to be very, very visible, and also hand signals are a must. But you take your space. If you're going to make a left-hand turn, you get into the left-hand side of that lane. Do it safely. Look over your shoulder, make sure there's no cars coming. You're visible. I ride in all kinds of weather too. So it's a very different kind of thing when you're in the rain or in the snow.
That strikes me that you almost need to be trained to know how to do that, though.
I
mean, most people learn to ride bikes when they're kids. And, I don't know, it seems to me that you don't necessarily have that instinct in terms of turn signals and all of that kind of issue in terms of riding in traffic. So it sounds to me like that's something that maybe we would need more in this community.
Oh, absolutely.
People
absolutely.
To train
it's
us.
But the thing is to get the people doing it. I know somebody at Cornell that has been doing this for 20 years, and it's taken that long to fill the class every time they have it.
Well, that's
good. Safety class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about
It's not just the rules of the road. They actually take you out on the road and show you how to handle your bike, stop safely, quick emergency stops, emergency swerving, and so on.
How about things like weather, Terry? Do you worry about the rain? And
I do.
Or even the snow. Do you guys go all year round? You do. You're shaking your heads. Yes.
Well, I only do it in the winter when the roads are dry. Even though I ride a cross bike, which is a little bit safer than a road bike. And I also always wear a helmet.
Me too.
I would hope everyone wears
a
helmet.
Well, people do not. I've been preaching that as a pediatrician for 25 years. But I dress appropriately for the weather, and particularly if the weather is not good, which I would define as wet. Since I don't drive in the snow, or I don't ride in the snow, I go a non-traveled route.
How do you deal with practicality issues? Like, for example, you've just been out, riding in the rain potentially with the helmet, and as a woman, you come into work, and how do you manage that practicality? Do you have like a backpack with your clothes to change, and how much does it add to your day?
Well, yes, I do have a backpack. And I have a simple haircut, so I don't worry too much about what the weather's going to do to my hair. I have clothes that I change into. I don't bike in a skirt. If I'm going to wear a skirt, I bike in shorts or slacks and change when I get there. It's such a short distance for me that I don't have to worry about working up too much of a sweat.
I do the same kind of thing. I keep spare clothes in my office, and I got pretty good at getting real fast and changing. And it actually only takes about the same amount of time to bike as it does to ride my car.
I think maybe you guys have given people some food for thought, and hopefully that we've got some people who might consider biking to work. So I thank you so much for coming in.